Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Benjamin Beaver with Coldwell Banker in San Angelo, Texas. Last year, he closed 194 transactions with a total sales volume of $36 million. His average sales price was $189,000, of which 45% were buyers and 55% were sellers. He has a four-member team, two licensed assistants, one administrative assistant, and one team leader. Benjamin Beaver is the team leader of the Benjamin Beaver team. He's been an agent for 5 years and sold almost 800 homes in his short career. In this call, Benjamin talks about selling 36 homes his first year and being named Rookie of the Year for Coldwell Banker nationally, describing specifically what he did that first year to generate leads in business, why he avoided traditional cold call prospecting, lead generating with creative, humorous marketing and social media engagement, sharing some of his unconventional slogans that built his brand, succeeding in a big, small town market, why his biggest lead source is boosting posts of video house tours on Facebook, how to create a professional-looking video house tour, how long it should be, what should be in it, and what to avoid, specific details about what text to include in your Facebook post, how to get engagement with likes, tags, shares, and comments, why you should comment on your first post and which links you should include, how to use demographic targeting to lower your Facebook boosted post cost and increase the views by potential buyers of the property you're promoting, creating educational videos to build your brand, how to host your own YouTube channel to organize and promote your videos, being available for quick response to your leads and clients, how he negotiated all 194 transactions last year, paying licensed agents to show your buyers homes when you can't, achieving huge results without a formal CRM, team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Benjamin.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hey, Benjamin. It's great to have you. Benjamin, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Before I was in real estate, I was actually a firefighter paramedic. I did that for 4 years. And I know that's kind of an interesting transition, but it's a little bit more obvious when you learn I got into firefighting because I hear these guys, they work 24-hour shifts. So you only work 2 or 3 days a week and you get, you know, an average of more than 40 hours. So you end up with about 20 days off every month. I wanted to get into real estate. I was thinking I'd be this real estate investor guy. That was the plan. So I got that job and I started remodeling houses and kind of acquiring rental properties, and never thought I would do it for too long. And I did that for about 4 years before I got my real estate license. And then in the process, even though I had said I would never be a real estate agent, I've said lots of things like that that have been totally wrong. Shortly after getting my license and shortly after the birth of my third child, I quit and went full-time into real estate.
When did you actually get that license? Did you get it during those 4 years that you were a firefighter?
Yeah, at the end. I tend to be a little bit excited and impulsive about new things, and I really wasn't planning to get my license for that long. I think I was talking to my mother-in-law one day, and she was like, you know, I want to be a real estate agent. You should become a broker, and I can work for you. And I'm like, hey, that sounds interesting. How do you do that? So shortly after looking into that, I started thinking about real estate, even though I had said I would never be an agent, just because my perception of the way you had to go about the business, you know, really making a lot of effort on contacting people you know regularly, soliciting business, which are actually models that work really well for some people. I just knew that wasn't going to work well for me. And for that reason, I thought I would never enjoy doing real estate as an agent. But I thought, well, maybe I'll get my license and I'll, you know, I was buying a house or two a year at that time. I was like, well, maybe I'll get my license and I'll just represent myself. But as I started looking into it more, I started thinking, you know, I had just a few rental properties, really not very many at all. But I had really gotten into branding them with their own little rental brand. You know, I had a little logo, I had a little, you know, website, and I would do these goofy little promotions. And in hindsight, I'm looking back, I was like, I really loved marketing. Even though all my units were occupied, I still spent a lot of time branding. And I don't know why I was doing that. It was a complete waste of time. But it was that kind of like mindset where I was thinking, you know, maybe I could do real estate a little bit differently. And maybe it wouldn't have to be this more traditional approach that I had in my mind. And once it clicked that I might actually enjoy this and that I could try a different approach, I was all in. So I got my license at the end of 2011. And so really my first closing was, I think, January of 12. And I was all in from that point. I put my 2 weeks notice in at the fire department, which, you know, my wife was really nervous about. I was probably too ignorant to be nervous. I was just excited. Looking back now, I feel like, oh my gosh, that was crazy. Why did I do that? That was nuts. But I was really excited about it, and just went all in.
How did it go? How did that first year go? Was it a fast start or a slow start?
It went really well. Amazingly, that year I was the rookie of the year for Coldwell Banker National for units sold. So that's really not, it was not a large amount of units. I think it was like maybe 36. It wasn't, but you know, for a first timer, it was good. And I didn't necessarily at that time feel like it was just going like amazing, but I felt like it was going well, and it was surprisingly consistent. You know, more so than I thought. I had a pretty low goal in my mind. I was like, I really just need to make this much to replace, you know, what I was doing at the fire department. And honestly, that number I had in my mind probably needed to be larger because I wasn't doing a good job at that time of factoring in all the expenses of being in business, which there are lots of them, especially when you're getting started. But even though I probably wasn't thinking about that just right, it ended up working out. And that ended up being a good year. And it really blew up from there.
36 closings the first year. That's pretty phenomenal. That's a really strong start. Do you recall what you were doing that first year to generate those 36 closings? What kind of things were you doing to get that quick start?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So one thing that I wasn't doing, which is what my broker at the time, very successful guy, he had been one of the few, really, he was the only broker in my city, which I live in San Angelo, Texas, city about 100,000 people. In the middle of nowhere, really, we're kind of an anomaly. We're not a suburb of a larger city. We're not on an interstate, yet we're pretty big. Small town, if you put it that way. It's pretty unique landscape. He was the only broker in our area to actually make his living from owning real estate companies and not from, you know, as most of the other companies do, is like the top agent happens to also be the broker, and that's the model. He was different in that he had really succeeded. So he had done well. So his advice was good, but his advice was, here's what you need to do. You need to call your sphere of influence constantly. You need to always have what he called the magic question ready, which is, who do you know that needs to buy or sell real estate in the next, you know, 2 months? And it was all about that kind of very consistent prospecting, which is a pillar of success for a lot of agents. I know it was for him. So that's a good method. But for me, oh, that just felt like, no, that just felt like death. I was like, I can't do that. I remember trying it one day because I was probably 2 weeks into having quit my job and thinking, okay, if I don't sell any houses, I don't make any money. I need to get after this. And I was thinking, okay, I'll try this, you know? And I remember like making one or two calls, just like got my little database of people I know I remember it just was so awkward for me, and it really was not something I wanted to do. And I thought, you know, I know this works, and probably for some people it comes more naturally, or it's, you know, worth kind of persevering and just figuring that out. But for me, I was like, you know, if this is the career, if this is the model, if this is what I have to do every week, I don't want to do it. So I'm going to try something different. So my something different was, I've had some pretty, unusual marketing tactics that began my first year. Just some kind of memorable branding type things that that definitely helped me my first year. I think it also helped a little bit that I had spent a couple years working with investment properties, so I did have a little bit of knowledge in that. I was by no means an expert, but I at least knew at least my method of how to evaluate a potential rental or investment property. Not knowing near as much as I know now, but knowing enough that I felt comfortable with it. And so I think my first transaction was helping a firefighter that I had worked with, helping him buy his an investment property. And then from there, you know, I did the thing where you mail out magnets to people. You know, I had some pretty goofy slogans that I was using, and I got pretty heavily mocked for the first billboard that I put up, but that ended up being part of the success story. Because some of those unconventional like slogans that I was using ended up getting a lot of people talking. And I don't know if it has to do, you know, if it's different in that, you know, like I said, San Angelo is a city of about 100,000 people. That's about the size that we are. And I don't know if I would have had similar success in cities of smaller, larger sizes, but that was a big part of it.
Can you share with us, or do you recall some of the slogans that you were using early on that were getting you noticed?
Yeah. So the first billboard I did, I remember talking to, a friend of mine at the time and thinking, and I was joking with him and I said, you know, I'm just going to put up a billboard that says, I'll sell your house or die trying. And he thought that was funny. And so he started laughing. So I thought, well, what if I did do that? You know, what's the worst thing that can happen? I don't have a reputation I need to protect at this time, you know? So I went ahead and put one up of just me standing there, in a suit, sleeves rolled up, and it just said, I'll sell your house or die trying. And that was pretty unconventional at that time. It got a lot of people talking. I was thinking, hey, you know, this billboard's going to cost, you know, X amount each month. If I sell a house a month, I'll pay for it. I assumed people would just see the billboard and just start calling me. That was naive because that's not how it works. And anyone who's advertised with billboards knows it's a long-term branding strategy. You're not just going to start getting random people calling you, which I figured it out. I figured that part out. But I've kept them as a part of my strategy because it did get a lot of people talking, you know, it was memorable. People, I think, slowly started to associate me with real estate, you know, maybe people that had known me in other ways or just the random general public, because it wasn't just another sign of a smiling face that says sold. It was something different. The next one I did had me, and I just made this one like I didn't have a media team at that point in time, like I do now, but I just made it myself. Like I think with my phone, I took a picture and put in it was me with a spatula standing there in this grill that's completely on fire, like huge flames. And it said, I just barbecued your excuses. It's time to buy a house. And that was another one that really got a lot of people talking. Oh, but going back, the first one, the I'll sell your house or die trying one, someone took a picture of that and sent it into the Today Show for their, you know, outrageous pictures from across the nation segment, which I wasn't, you know, familiar with at all until one.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.